Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Super ultra late start to the show. I just got in. Man, what a fucking night. I worked my ass off today servicing glory holes all over the greater San Francisco area. Oh man, good times, good times. But I'm back now. I'm ready to do this. Just got into the studio. Shouts out to George Orwell in the chat room, who says that today is his birthday. Happy birthday, George Orwell. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear George Orwell. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, George Orwell. I love you, man. Shouts out to Stabby McHugs in the chat room, my darling Kishu in the chat room, and also, oh, Home Skillet Q is in the building. Long time, Q. Good to see you hanging out, man. Good times. Been a little while. Yeah. So I'm still just getting settled in here. I'm going to take a quick little rickety break and then come back and talk some shit. So stick around. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back after these messages.
Gianni Pugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da sfiga, come Game Gear, l'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV a colori. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Bugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insieme a Rembrandt Costi.
Down goes Frieza!
These top fighters are really something else.
Loss, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Oh yeah, I'm back. Vince in the Bay. Super late edition of the program, an abbreviated version. Even I probably wasn't. I probably shouldn't have done a show. I kept pushing it back because I was really busy with work tonight. It's tough being a male prostitute, and. When the work is coming, you just have to go with it. You can't turn down these clients. So I got a little backed up, and yeah, it's all good. I'm here now. The lines are open. Join me, won't you? Wild Goose is in the building. Of course, Wild Goose, you're always welcome on the air. What are you talking about, dude? You don't have to ask me. You never did before. I don't know why now. The lines are wide open except for Warthog117. Now, Warthog117, somebody on Twitter warned me about you. I got a request. Let me read this here. I got a tweet earlier from Smokey DeBlunt. Smokey DeBlunt. Oh, my God. So Smokey the Blunt said, when is the next show? P.S. Stop giving Warthog airtime. Pretty please. Warthog, apparently the Smokey the Blunt guy character is not feeling you in your soundboards. I personally I'm intrigued by them. Like, I started, a couple of nights ago, you were playing some Metal Gear Sons of Liberty shit, referencing some weird, obscure video games I've never heard of. I mean, I know these are popular games, but to me, they mean nothing. So I did a little research and looked into it, and, I'm hip, I'm cool, I'm down. I mean, I'm not hip to it, but I'm down with it. So I can only imagine what Warthog117 has in store now. He's on the line. Let's bring him on. Go ahead, Warthog.
Before I throw you down on the ground and rape you.
But why are you being so kind?
Go before I throw you down on the ground and rape you.
But why are you being so kind?
All right, I get it. Okay. Anybody get that reference? Anybody getting the reference? Let's bring it. Let me bring on Wild Goose and see if he gets the reference. Hey, Wild Goose, did you get that reference?
Yeah, I just heard it on the sync tube last night after everybody went off air. Some guy put some shitty video of an anime clip on air, and the guy said the same thing. The girl said, something, 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 I'm out of the kitchen. And the guy said, quiet, get on the ground before I rape you. And, you know, it's the most...
Go ahead, Warthog, play it, Warthog. Warthog? You're live, dude. Go ahead, play it.
Just play it. Thank you, sir.
Warthog, can you cue that back up? You can't, can you?
But why are you being so kind?
Go before I throw you down on the ground and rape you.
But why are you being so kind?
Go before I throw you down on the ground and rape you.
Wow, those Japanese writers really wrote that shit.
Yeah.
Go before I throw you down on the ground and rape you.
They have a really skewered view of the world. They don't get out very often. Because when I go out, I don't threaten to rape anybody.
I do believe I'm on
fire. Them, and then...
Stop, Ken! Stop, Ken! Just lay your weapons down and walk away.
I don't just rape.
He'll just keep doing it forever, man.
I'm an expensive rapist. I'm not cheap. I tip. In fact, a tip is all I give. Yeah.
Just the tip? That's all you want? Just the tip?
Just the tip.
Good times.
Yeah, baby.
So what's going on with you, man? What's next?
Oh, fuck. Holy crap. All right, well, it's July 19th now. We're 11 days from the 30th. And I'm obviously very fucking stoked for July 30th of 2011. July 30th is going to be amazing. It's going to be like 9/11 times 1,000. Never forget July 30th of 2011. It's going to be amazing. But having said that, I'm going to be going down to Staples tomorrow. I'm going to have a very busy day. I'm going to be making a lot of copies of stuff. But on July 30th, I'm going to pass out said stuff. But before that, I'm going to be going into, you know, possibly several different BTR networks and participating in other crap. Possibly be buying some spray paint. All that kind of stuff. But before that, I bore the balls off you, I will say that I may or may not be associated with a website called whatis-theplan.org. 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 So you can go ahead and let me out of the green room now.
Dude, you're not in the green room. I sent that link, the plan.
Okay.
Who did I send it to today? Somebody was talking about a plan. Somebody tweeted about a plan today, and I was like, "Oh, you mean this one?" And I tweeted them that.
They get so confused, and it's up to you to inform them. And you know, honestly, I think if the plan required anything, it would be a group of select speakers that could actually tell them what it's about. Not to beat my own drum, but I could actually tell them what it's about. It just so happens that we have, you know, 12 listeners in the chat. But Debbie Taylor tried doing a show, but unfortunately she didn't have the right people on to talk about it. I wasn't on that night, but to be quite frank, I could actually speak about the plan if you really wanted me to. Unless this is only going to be on for, like, the next 9 minutes, which it looks like you extended. So if you wanted to talk about said plan, that's cool. If you don't, whatever.
Dude, the lines are open. It's whatever's on your mind. If you want to talk about the plan, lay it on me, bro. The floor is yours, dude.
You let me know when it's boring you. Don't put me in the green room. No,
I'm not going to put you in the green room. I wait for Melissa Hopkins to call in to do that.
I wish she would call in so we could find out what the hell happened.
She's in L.A. right now. She's dangerously close to me.
My God.
Dangerously close to me.
She's in the methadone clinic.
For all I know, she could be snooping around San Francisco right now trying to figure out where I am.
All right. Well, Vince, basically the plan, I know this is going to sound amateur, but this is going out to a lot of people. This is the same message that goes out to the entire world.
Yeah, no, dude, America. Just lay it on me, dude. Stop prefacing and just get into it, dude. I don't care.
Right.
Just get into it.
Here's the thing. It's going to sound a little anticlimactic, but it's up to you. Everything that happens in this world, whether it be real or online, whether it be in front of one person or another, it's all up to you. Fate is up to chance. Not just chance, but your choice. Choice is up to chances. It's a catch-22, if you shall. Your choice, these small choices that you are making, could have a possible difference on the lives of our children that we may or may not be able to have legally. Not just scientifically. So what I'm asking you now is to fight on the behalf of not only us, but our children. I could give half a donkey shit about how the hell I live. I'm set. To be honest, I'm good. I could live on this for life. In fact, I'm effectively retired. I don't give a shit about my children. Financially. But should I actually live to see their faces fully developed? I don't know. But should I? What would I teach them? I teach them to grow their own vegetables. I teach them to spend their money wisely on things that they need, not just what they want. You know? But I don't even know if I'm on air anymore. Vince probably put me in the green room.
Dude, you're so fucking paranoid, bro. Just keep talking.
I'm a paranoid.
Wait a second. Is this the plan? Is this the plan, or are you, or you, have you gotten to the plan yet?
I'm still talking about the plan. Do you really want to know about the plan? Can you ask me a question? What do you want to know about the plan, Vince?
I just want you to. I thought you were going to get to the plan, but
what do you want to know about the plan? Tell me about it.
No, I want to know what you wanted to say about it. You got on here and you were all hyped up about it, and then
no,
you got sidetracked.
No, I was talking about it, but somebody had some questions. All right, Vince.
Oh, what? Who had
you
questions?
You probably already know about the plan, but do you have any questions about it? I want you to ask me a question for somebody that knows nothing about the plan. Someone
well,
you might,
we,
got
we might have. We might have callers on the air that have questions. Let's see. Let's see if some people. There might be some people on the line that have questions. First of all, we have Kishu here. Hey, Kishu. Kishu. Or not.
She has no questions about the plan.
Hi, honey.
All about
what's
it.
Up? What are you? Are you half asleep still?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool. And I think I have another caller. I have another caller on here. I think this is block caller. You're on the air.
You're always ignoring me.
I'm not ignoring you. I have another caller on the air. Caller, you're on the air.
I have a question about the plan.
Oh, yes. Nice. Kyoto's here now. Thank God. Yes. Your question, sir. Your question.
Does the plan involve me?
No. Does it involve you?
I don't care.
Exactly. I love the irony. I love it, dude. No. That's solid. I just level with you. Like, ESP, that's great. No, I got your message. No one else here did. But just know that you and I got that shit. That was good. All right, Vince.
Yeah.
There you go, man. No, you're good.
Like psychically connected.
It's
trippy. Hold on. Old boy's looking for a cigarette. He's drunk. He's peeking in through my window. He's stashing my family up. I'm putting myself on mute because he needs a cigarette.
So what's going on, party people?
I'm trying to wake up. I can't wake up. I don't know why.
You should try methamphetamine. So
yeah,
serious
right.
About that. You're never, never drowsy.
Oh, my God. I don't like being sleepy.
I'm painting a ukulele.
So I'm back. I'm back. Fucking Lego needed a cigarette.
So Goose, the plan.
What about it?
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, dude. The 30th. What do you have planned for fucking the onslaught and shit? I don't have anything planned, right? Just like you don't have anything planned. But have you heard any shit about it?
Why would I?
Exactly. Are you going to be going to Kinko's before then, or?
Maybe.
Cool. I'm actually going to Staples.
You going to Staples?
I don't have a Kinko's near me. I'm going to Staples to see if there's any in there.
I have a copier here.
Fucking awesome. I wish I had a copier.
At the estate.
Yeah.
Nice, dude.
Like, I'm
nice.
Just too lazy to care about it.
You can take something like a picture
uh-huh.
and make a whole lot of facsimile images very quickly of it.
That's fucking awesome. I really wish I could actually afford a professional copying machine. I'm just too lazy to change out the ink, so I always go to Staples or Office Max and stuff. So, fuck, I wish I knew you in real life.
That's actually a very impressive. That's a pretty good goose there. No thieves allowed. I think you need to refine it a little bit. I think, but you're getting there though. It looks like a goose.
No, it's actually wild goose. I'm right here. What's going on?
No, I'm talking about his the No Thieves.
Oh, the music and stuff. Oh, No Thieves.
Artwork.
His art. The artist formerly known as No Thieves. Yeah, it's actually. I'm impressed.
You're telling me No Thieves died?
No. I was confused by what you said. That it's the artist formerly known as No Thieves. Do not give him any direct eye contact. Oh. No Thieves will not allow.
I got you. I got you.
Yeah. He's like Michael Jackson. Just don't do it. Don't even try it.
Hey, let's check in with Warthog 117. See what our good friend has for us now. Go ahead, Warthog. God, dude, what are you doing, bro? Foo Fighters? Dude, all right, that's now you're starting to fall off, dude. Like I was digging the esoteric video game snippets, but. Now you're just playing like your fucking iTunes library, and I'm not down with it.
Fuck this guy.
I got my own library here I can play. I got plenty of tunes. I got Kishu who's got all these gay songs on my switchboard. I'm good. Let me get this caller here. Area code 704. You're on the air. What's up? Who's this?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, who's that?
That's Q.
Oh, Q. Yeah. Hey, what's up, dude?
Not much, dude.
Oh, just hanging out, bro. You know, it's just a late night hangout show tonight. Nothing on the agenda, other than the plan. Apparently, I don't. These guys keep talking about some plan. I don't know what they're talking about. But I got my homeboy Kyoto on the line. He's strumming on his ukulele there.
Oh, and, all right.
And I got my girl Kishu out in Arizona, half asleep. And we're just basically waiting for around in hopes that a drunk Melissa Hopkins will call in.
I guess
we could always call her too, right?
Why would you want Melissa Hopkins on the show?
I actually want to make sure. Well, see, that's the thing is, I want to kind of make sure she's not in the Bay Area right now. She's dangerously close to the Bay Area. She's in L.A., right? Well, she called last night and she was in L.A.
I called and gave her your address then.
Oh, great. Great. Perfect. That's just what I... Good old Melissa Hopkins.
You told her it was cool to come by, right?
Actually, I did. You know what? I did. On air, I did say that if she was in town, she should look me up.
Am I on the air, bro?
Yeah, you're on the air, dude. What's up?
Oh, shit. Wow, I'm thankful. But, no, last night I came on. Perhaps it was a bit rude, but I interrupted you. I asked for you to give Melissa Hopkins the opportunity to tell why she was in her hotel and had the cops called on her twice. I want to know why she had the cops called on her twice in a row.
Well, let's call her. Do you got her number? I'll call her.
Let me look her up on Skype.
Yeah, call her. It's Lobotomist. That's fine. No, she's not on Skype right now, I don't think. Is she? No, she's not on Skype right now.
Yeah, but I have her phone number. Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Let me...
it almost doesn't matter. She gave it out herself on the fucking air once. So
this is...
That was amazing. That was the greatest. That was the greatest news in the Bay of all time.
I'm trying to add her to the conference. God, why are you being such a square? She's probably like getting screwed by like 8 dudes right now. She's such a.
She's supposed to be out with her Hollywood friends tonight.
She's actually starting some hip hop videos right now.
Oh, boy.
And one of them's supposed to be mine. Geez, you're now my hip hop video. It's supposed to be called the Heath Beat. Like, I was a part of this rap group. It's called the Heath Beat, and she won't be a part of it. It's like, I need some hot chicks with big booties.
Oh,
she
so did you get...
did shit with Jay-Z, but she won't do it with me. What the fuck, Melissa? Whatever.
Bitch is down with the game, but this white boy's cheddar ain't no good.
Wild goose for life, all right? I'm the new guard. The old guard has stepped aside. All right? I'd, if you will. Middle
Wild
Eastern
goose
side.
Goose.
Yo.
The man with a plan.
I have a plan.
Shouts out to Smokey the Blunt. I don't know who this guy is, but he's pimping me on Twitter. So like, good times, man. He doesn't like the soundboards though. But whatever. Speaking of soundboards, what do you have now, Warthog?
Kill your family. Kill your family.
We will burn our home to hold the red line. It is the last.
How is this, dude?
Kill your family.
Kill your
family. I think we should do something.
Hey Goose, do you have a mild case of Tourette's?
I think no. There's something just happened in my head. And there's a voice that came in and said, it was like almost like I had these Bose noise-canceling speakers over my headphones, and it just said, kill your family, kill your family. And I don't know what happened, but it's like this force overtook me and said, I need to say kill your family. And in fact, I need to take a step further. I need to actually kill my family.
Do it.
Oh my God, dude! We have somebody on the switchboard now whose name is Blunts No Joints.
Bring him on.
That's got to be my homie, dude. That's got to be Smokey the Blunt. Let's see who this is. Blunts No Joints, you're on the air. What's up?
What up, Vince?
Hey, who are you, and what's on your mind tonight, dude?
I'm Smokey the Blunt. Yo, I want to know what your plan is. I keep hearing about a plan.
Wait, Smokey the Blunt. Are you a writer on Cafe Doom?
What?
Cafe Doom.
No. I don't even know what that is.
All right, cool.
I want to know what this fucking plan is, though.
All right, the plan is to dismantle the system that has been oppressing us for not.
Oh my God! Don't give me that bullshit.
But for the entire time we've been alive.
Is there a real plan?
Is there tangible? Is there tangible?
Yeah. Is there a tangible plan?
Yes. It's actually going on around us. We're exposing the corruption not only with the Bank of America but the IMF, the World Bank.
What are you doing
with
Bank of America?
Within our local government. I'm sorry. What?
What about Bank of America? What's going on?
Bank of America. They've been exposed. Having fraudulent accounts.
Wait, what do you mean fraudulent accounts? How are they fraudulent?
They've been fraudulent with their accounts. Like to me, like I could go on and on. But Bank of America is one of the main offenders. What else do you want to know?
What is there to know?
About what?
Never mind.
But if you want to expose the fraud with Bank of America, essentially they've been having repeat customers who have not been able to afford their loans that they've been given, but rather than denying them the loans, they've been given the loans and they've continued the mortgages on their houses.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
They keep continuing it. Even though they know for a fact that they can't afford it. And they
So are you just outing these people? Are you just outing them for doing these things? Or are you actually doing something else about it?
It's not just Bank of America. It's many different corporations.
Well, clearly.
So strategic plan. Right. It's not just outing them. It's doing something about it. Because if I were, let's say I was able to out Capital One or Bank of America, you know, assuming they haven't already been outed. What can you do with that? Or what could somebody else do with that kind of information? knowing that I found factual information that they have behaved towards their customers fraudulently in court. You could prove that shit in court. And it's been done. What can you do with that information? You could do a lot with it. People have done a lot with it. So the plan is to have it done more and more, right? So we could draw more attention to this so-called plan. It sounds kind of ridiculous at first, but then what's about? It's about bringing down the system that oppresses us, the very same system that oppresses us. And it sounds silly at first because you have people like Alex Jones out there talking about these assholes in weird hats worshipping fucking wooden owls and shit. It sounds fucking ridiculous. And Alex Jones is ridiculous. He's an ass. And he's out for your money just as much as he's out for my money. He's an asshole. Fuck conspiracy theory. There is no conspiracy.
Dog, you sound jaded. Chill out.
No. There is no conspiracy. If there was one conspiracy in this world, and you are right about one thing, I am jaded. If there is one conspiracy in this world, it's not that everybody is conspiring against me. It's that everybody is involved in a conspiracy of incompetence. Everybody's a fucking dumbass.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on
that. Common sense eludes them. It flies over their head. Common sense is what we need now. And that is my point. If you have any questions, please throw them at me.
No, I get where you're coming from. Keep doing what you're doing.
All right, man. I like you. I hope you call more often. I think you're a cool guy.
Oh, that's
sweet.
And
I'll see we're not in the green room.
Yeah, we're probably in the green room. But I want to tell Vince to tell Warthog to stop coming on air.
Yeah.
Really? You don't like Warthog?
Warthog's an asshole. Fuck him.
He just... There's too much random shit.
Yeah. Let's bring him on. Warthog, what do you think about that? What do you think?
Kill your family.
Yeah. Oh, he showed you, bro. Take that, Blunt's No Joints. Take that, man.
He got me. That was good.
Yeah, man.
You use a blunt wrap? Blunt's No Joints? You use a blunt wrap, or do you carve out a filling or something?
Yeah, you use white owls or swishers.
Right on. I'm down with that.
You don't use backwoods?
Nah.
That's like fucking Mac Dre style, man. He used to always rap about getting a pack of backwoods.
It is fuck.
I'm not
on
his
fucking
level
harsh
yet.
Show, dude. Backwoods is too harsh.
Dude, he was a fucking G though, man. Mac Dre, oh damn, dude.
Melissa won't fucking answer her goddamn Skype.
Mac Dre. It could have been a Mac Dre Monday. But that's all right. I'm gonna fucking let's play some Mac Dre right here. How about Bleezy's and Heem? You ever heard the track Bleezy's and Heem?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, this is my
nut,
shit
man.
Right now.
Don't tease us.
Hello, my friend. How you do, my friend? What would you like? Yes, what would you like?
I want a pack of backwoods. Pack of backwoods.
Like what?
Give me a fifth of that privileged Hennessy and that's it. Yes, my friend. Thank you very, very much.
What you know about me? I'm Mac Dreezy, call Hennessy Heem and a blunt a Bleezy. I keep a fat sack wrapped in a backwood leaf. Home trees that make me look Japanese. Green seedless, mean when I'm weaning. Never in denial, I'm a fiend and I need this. Any day is a bad day for Mac Dre when he ain't got it. They ask why he act that way. Smoke champ, Kush, and Nay. Man was made, bomb the spray. I can't fade. Bleezy, don't keep up Bleezy. Roll for an easy. I ask her, what the Bleezy? Gotta have weed. To go get me. You don't like it, kiss my ass till your lips bleed. This one's for the club, so I'm kinda like keeping it clean. Sing it with me, y'all. Bleezy's and Heem.
I got to have my dough everywhere I go. When they ask me what's my drink, I say, hey man, what you
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say, stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way, in your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say,
stop hating in the Bay. Yeah, yeah, stop hating in the Bay, yo. Come on, everybody, stop hating in the Bay. If there was no hate in the Bay, we wouldn't have had this obscene instance that happened on the 16th of, that was what, shit, like 2 days ago? Three days ago now. Some kid was busted for fare evasion on Muni and out in the Bayview district, and he ran away from this bus thing or whatever, and the cops came after him and shot him in the back and fucking killed him. And people got it on video, and it was pretty fucking gruesome. They just let this poor kid just fucking die. And it's all caught on video, and it's just horrible. It's just another, it's like the second time in the last, like, week or two where somebody's been shot down by police in a transit-related instance. You know, there's some guy got killed on BART a couple weeks ago. And now this kid, like, was on Muni and ran away from the cops and got shot. It's fucked up. There's a big press conference today in San Francisco, and I missed it, but I got to find that on the internet. But it's some fucking hardcore shit, man. And so, I just think if we weren't hating in the Bay, that shit wouldn't have happened. You know what I'm saying? Let's check in with Kishu. Are you awake, Kishu?
Kishu, Earth to Kishu. Hi, is this thing on?
Hello.
Hi, honey. How you doing?
What's going on, baby friend?
Okay, good. Good to know you're still there. And I, of course, have Wild Goose with me. He's talking about this plan. He's in with the plan. And then, of course, we got Kyoto with us. Kyoto in the building. And who else?
I don't really know much about the plan. All I know is that I have had similar experiences with the police. Not necessarily involved with myself, but, you know, a lot of the people, you know, when I went down south, I expected them to be a little more lighthearted in terms of the law. And it seemed like that at first, because you didn't have nearly as many traffic police. We had a lot of people patrolling the neighborhoods down south, whether in Florida or in Georgia. And me and a friend of mine, me and Jay Nappy, went to go have dinner at the local Taco Bell establishment. We parked in the parking lot. And the cops pulled up to us, and they decided to check both of our IDs, and, you know, they threatened to throw us in jail if we didn't leave, because they said we were loitering. Even though we were patrons of the establishment, we were eating Taco Bell food in front of the Taco Bell in our vehicle, but they told us to leave. Like, we weren't welcome there, because we were loitering. It was a suspicious behavior.
At least you weren't shot in the back.
Yeah, dude,
at least I
shot.
Wasn't shot in the back.
Did they shoot you?
Of course. But that, to me, that is the extent of police wrath. You know, when you're just minding your own
way
business.
Way different, bro.
All right, I've gotten a request. I've got a request via Twitter here. Somebody named I'm Not 1337. Is saying hashtag what's the plan, more like hashtag what a joke, lulls at hashtag expose, play that chick more, she sounds hot, hashtag fail op.
She could tell you a lot about the plan. Kishu, well, you know a
thanks
lot
for
about
chiming in there. I'm not 1337. You get a follow on fucking Twitter, because I'm a Twitter
Kishu. You know a lot about the plan, as well as about Anonymous. Neither of us are involved with Anonymous. But what can you tell us about Anonymous? They're not neither a group nor an entity.
Please don't go in. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but neither of us are involved with them. But what do you know about them?
Oh, my God.
Well, go.
No, nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Nobody fucking cares. Let's talk about the Bayview shooting. Let's talk about how bad for niggers' health it is to ride public transportation.
Whoa,
in San Francisco.
Dude, seriously, dude. I took private transportation today, and I got to work on time and unscathed by bullets. I'm telling you, man, you know what I did when I walked out my door today? I always walk down the street to get coffee when I wake up in the morning, and I got halfway down the block, and a cop car was rolling up the street, coming right at me, looking right at me, and it was two chick cops in this cop car, and they're going just slow enough to where they and I put my hands up to surrender, and I'm like, don't shoot, don't shoot. And as they walked by, they just totally saw me. Oh, it was great. It felt good, because I really wanted to go to that press conference, and I just couldn't make it. So
hey, post that link later if you find it.
Oh, for the video?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know what? You should follow Boots. You know Boots Riley?
No.
Go to the Blaze. It's on the Blaze.
It's everywhere. I'll get it for you. But Boots Riley, I follow him on Twitter, and that's he posted it, and it's on his Twitter, and that's where I keep finding it from. Let me find it.
I think the Blaze has got video from the protest and the original video, and I think they've got about the best coverage.
Yeah, here it is. I'm going to paste it into the chat room, dude. Are you in the chat room by any chance, or
no?
No. All right, I'll send you the link on Twitter.
All right, thanks.
You totally got put in the green room. Just saying.
Who? No, nobody got put in. Oh, well, Goose got put in the green room.
But now he's not talking.
Yeah, Vintage fucked up. You know, you want a plan? I got a plan. It's an old plan. It's a fucking eye for an eye, dude. We let these motherfucking cops shoot people down in the street and then let them walk free. Let them live perfectly normal lives, go out to bars and restaurants, do their thing, fucking shop at the mall, whatever the fuck they do.
Well, I am all for anti-sex, you know, all of it.
Fuck anti-sex. I'm talking about thumping a cop over his head.
Oh, shit, this thing doesn't work. What the fuck? God damn. No, I hear you, Kyoto. Keep going, man.
I'm saying, dude, when the Black Panthers were formed in Oakland, it was around issues of police brutality, and Black people exercising their right to self-defense. It was the Black Panther Party for self-defense. And Black people are getting fucking killed in San Francisco. Black people get killed in all kinds of cities around the country. I mean, at an inordinate rate. But in San Francisco,
three people die every second,
like,
bro. What does that have to do with anything?
What do you mean? Because cops shoot niggers down in the fucking street in Oakland. They shoot them down in the street on BART, on public transportation. How many people? Do you remember what was last year when that guy?
So you think it was a racist thing?
Dude accidentally shoots him.
Oh, totally. It was for sure a racist thing. It was for surely racist. It was in a neighborhood, Bayview, which is like near Hunters Point, which is sketched out part of San Francisco, where you know there are shootings and stuff, and maybe they had some reason where they thought, oh, this kid might be holding or something, but he wasn't, dude. Or at least I don't know.
Transit fare. He was a fair skip.
Yeah, it was $2, dude. $2. He skipped down on trans. Dude, I've gotten on a muni without paying my thing just because I'm like, fuck, I don't have any money. I'm just going to get on the back and I'm good. You know? can you believe getting on like that and then like having the cops, you know, find out that you skipped fare and then you're just like, all right, fine, I'll get off the bus. I'll get the fuck out of here. And then they fucking shoot you? Jesus Christ.
That's a fucked up world.
Yeah, chase you down the street and shoot you in the back 5 times.
Yeah, dude, it's insane. All right, dude, here, I'm sending you the link on Twitter right now. There you go.
Thank you.
Fucking gnarly, dude. It's fucking gnarly. I couldn't even watch it. I could only watch like maybe like, oh, I don't know, like the first minute of it, and I just had to turn it off. I couldn't even watch it to the end. It was, oh, man, it's so fucking gnarly, dude.
Dude, it's sick. He just lays there and bleeds to death.
And they just watch him. They don't do anything about it.
No.
It's so,
no,
it's so
they're
obvious.
They're calling for fucking backup, not an ambulance. They just shot a guy 5 times. You know,
they're just keeping everybody up, watching him die.
They shot him 5 times.
Who else is on the line? Who was that? Lulsa Kelly?
No, that's not Lulsa Kelly. Go back
Who's
to bed.
Right? Who is that?
That's Smokey the Blunt.
Oh, Smokey the Blunt. Okay, I need to read something to you, but I'm trying to find it. Hold on.
Hey, this is all about the White House.
Yeah, go ahead. What's up?
Oh,
wait, I'm on
shit.
Air?
Yeah, you're totally on air. What's up?
Oh, I haven't noticed that for the past couple minutes. Oh, hi.
I'm sorry. Lulsa Kelly is here. My bad. Yeah, you're right. He is here.
Oh, hi there.
Hey, dude, I didn't even realize that was you. There's so many blocked numbers on here that I just get, I get loose track, dude. Yeah, you've been unmuted for a while, dude.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. I was going to say, I forgot, like, your show didn't start for, like, a good 15 minutes after it was supposed to start, so I just kind of forgot about it. So I wasn't here earlier.
Oh, I was way late. I was almost probably not going to do a show and probably shouldn't have, but...
Yeah, I'm downloading, like, Shaun of the Dead and, like, Army of Darkness right now.
He should let him do it. Oh,
well,
Army of Darkness. When?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Anyway, downloading. Well, we're downloading. Yes.
For sure.
Wait, you were saying? Sorry.
Oh, we were just talking about the whole Bayview shooting thing and how gnarly it was, and I was showing the Smokey here
the
video, dude. It's pretty.
Yeah.
It's
what are all these people doing standing around?
There's you don't see other cops that are telling or making sure that they can't help this guy out.
What?
Yeah. One guy's like a.
I mean, what would you do? What the fuck would you do? Seriously, like yell.
I mean,
that's what they're doing. Everybody's yelling.
Damn.
And that's all you can do is be a witness. Just witness it and fucking just hope they don't fucking blast your ass. And these people did it, and there's tons of witnesses, and a lot of them got together today to put on a press conference, and I haven't found it yet, but my homie Davey D, I don't know if you guys know who Davey D is, but he's a legendary hip-hop DJ from back in the day here in the Bay Area. He used to like Hot 97.7 and all this crap, and back when like hip-hop stations were like really used to play hip-hop and shit. And now
way
he does,
back in the day.
Yeah, he does Hard Knock Radio now on KPFA, and I bet you if you go on their kpfa.org, I'll try to track it down. But they had a whole show dedicated to it this afternoon. I missed it; I was working, I couldn't listen. But I'm gonna track that down, and I'll probably tweet that out too. But that's. That dude's like man on the street, man. He's everywhere, dude. He was at the protests. They had the BART protests, last week? He was on site for that, live tweeting that. He was on site for the he was at the press conference, recording the press conference, and then he did his show on it. He just seems to be everywhere. He was in Pittsburgh for the WTO, or not the WTO, the fucking G20 or whatever. For all that shit going down, he's a freelance, independent journalist / DJ, and he does hip hop. He used to write a column in the Mercury News, and on hip hop, he was like exclusively a hip hop columnist. Every once a week, he'd write a column, and they scaled down that fucking paper down. It's basically a pamphlet now, so they don't have hardly any writers, but. But yeah, man, he's just kind of been on the scene for like forever. I bump into him at parties and at shows and stuff. He's just like fucking always on the scene, man. He's out of control. The first time I met him was at backstage at fucking Rock the Bells, and he was like running around interviewing like everybody, dude. Like he kicked it with me for a little while. He's a really cool guy, really chill, but he was like always like. He's like, oh, my God, there's Chief XL. I got to go talk to him. And he's, like, got his little recorder, and he's just, like, everywhere, man. Like, during the whole day, he's just, like, interviewing. He interviewed everybody at that fucking Rock the Bells. That was the one with, it was, like, I think it was 07 with Rage Against the Machine, Wu-Tang Clan, Public Enemy. There was all kinds of fucking people there, and he interviewed all of them, dude. Mike, and there was, like, crazy people backstage. Like, I saw Mike Patton backstage. It was out of control, man. Charlie Tuna was there. He wasn't even performing. There's just like fucking, it was just like a scene backstage. It was out of control. That was when Rage Against the Machine came back after what, like 2 years? Those are good old days, kids. The good old days. Did I lose everybody? What the fuck? Oh, I just reset my fucking chat room. What an asshole. Yeah, anyway, so Davey D. Yeah, I got enough on tangent there. Davey D. That's my homie. You should follow him on Twitter. I retweet his shit. He called me a racist the other day. I don't know why. Because I made some comment about Somalia. Suddenly I was a racist. But he's cool. He's cool, though. Did I tell you, Kyoto, I got blocked by Sabu on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
I think he got butthurt about something I said about him. I made fun of him because he quoted Annie DeFranco. I thought that was so soft, and I kind of like made fun of him about it. And then suddenly I noticed that he had blocked me. I was like, what?
That's
but
pretty funny.
You know, they did a fucking another dump today. They took down fucking The Sun and something else today.
Looks like it's back, isn't it? Epic. They posted a fake Rupert Murdoch death on the Sun website.
That was good.
That was sick. I like that.
Dude, really when it rains, it pours, dude. That poor guy, Rupert Murdoch's just like, oh, Jesus.
That's
he's fucking goddamn hackers are hacking me now. God damn it. I'll do the hacking around here, you pieces of shit.
Oh, man. You know what? My hope is that I die within moments of Rupert Murdoch. So I can see his treatment upon entry into hell.
Oh, wow.
You know, I have to think that, like, Rupert Murdoch is going to get to hell and, you know, fucking birds will beset him and peck out his eyes and Satan's going to skull fuck him and tear off his head and let hounds lick it clean, use it for fucking drinking Courvoisier out of. And what a horrible, horrible piece of shit Rupert Murdoch is.
Never, he looks like... He looks like the Emperor from Star Wars, the Emperor, you know?
That's
a good one.
Wild Goose's Bring Him On.
I want to see
Wild Goose. Wild Goose got butthurt. I put Wild Goose. What the hell? Okay, Wild Goose is not even on the switchboard. I don't know what you're talking about. Lego's here, though. Let's bring on Lego. What's up, Lego?
Hey, what's up, man? How's it going?
All right, bro. You got some feedback going on over there. Feedback party going on. Do you mind? Yeah, lock that down.
Thanks. Feedback.
Yeah, I got rid of it. What's up? What did I miss?
Oh, fuck. I got to get my megaphone ready. There's some skaters outside. I want to call them posers.
What did I miss?
Nothing, to be honest.
They're not even real skaters. They're like emo kids that have skateboards, you know?
Oh, my
God.
Can
you all be quiet and tell us yours?
Yeah, and, tell us a story, please.
You were like, you weren't at work. You were like at he didn't work while I was there, but you were like at the freaking...
Cool story, bro.
...store or something. And, I got out of the shower and I forgot that you didn't have curtains and I, like, walked out there, like, almost half naked. And they were like, oh. I was like, oh, it's not wind. And then I just ran back into the bathroom. So, can you do me a favor and get some curtains?
No idea what she just said.
We have our lead in. We do not forget.
Vince's neighbors must fucking hate him. I mean, he's living next to a guy with a bullhorn.
You fucking posers. Yeah,
I want to hear skaters.
I think they're too far. They're too far away, dude. They're
Vince,
too far away.
What are they, like, living in the country or something?
Vince, we heard every word of that.
Yeah, but I don't think they did. They're like halfway down the street, and they're fucking retarded, so they can't probably hear past like 10 feet away from them.
Is that a qualifier or retardation for a journey?
Yes.
Yeah, Vince, go down and stab one in the face for me.
Go down on the sidewalk and do that, Vince.
I will. You know what I want to do, though, is, like, just hang the microphone out the window and just have them just, like, yell at me.
That would be win.
It's always fun.
Vince.
What?
Where did you get your bullhorn, by the way?
Walmart?
I got this one at a Army Surplus store. It was like it was like $20, dude. It's a little 10, I think it's 10 watts to 15 watts.
Right, yeah.
And then I have a bigger one that's 50, that's more heavy duty. But this, I like this one. It's small, it's portable, it's lightweight.
It's small. It's actually illegal in San Francisco.
And
it's not supposed to be over 10 watts.
This one's 5 or this one's 10. This one's 10. Yeah, it's 10.
No,
the other one's 15. This one's 10. This little one's 10.
Dude,
I fucking went, well, whatever. I used it in front. I pointed it right at a point blank at a cop's face and said this.
We are Legion. We do not forget. Expect us.
All right. I did that in a cop's face and he didn't arrest me. Okay. So bite me.
Freedom of speech, baby.
You're so hardcore, dude.
I'm a true capital, baby.
I want to fucking record the entire Lulzsec theme song in there. That'd be awesome. Just roll through the street to end on that one.
I haven't tested the recording time. I don't know how long it will. I think it will last for maybe like
maybe 10 seconds longest. Maybe 5 seconds. 10's probably pushing it. I think like 5.
Fuck.
But it has a memory chip, though, that for sure, because, you know, I took the batteries out and everything, and that thing has been on, that recording has been on there for, whatever, a week or two.
All right.
Because you can't.
Hey, did you guys see that report where somebody hacked into a road sign and had it say Obama sucks, or no, Obama's dead or something?
Oh, wow.
Impeach Obama. No, that was impeach Obama.
I've done that before.
Yeah, somebody, yeah.
Shit, easy as fuck.
Yeah, no shit, dude. That's not. You can hack into a road sign, Vince. They're all unlocked.
Yeah,
I know, yeah.
Exactly. It's not even hacking. It's just go in there and just open up the panel, right, and just reprogram it.
Yeah, there's only like 3 manufacturers, I think, of those phones. The better
you get,
thing
you,
is
so,
the
so you go on the internet, you look up the manual, you look up the training manual on the internet or whatever, and then you just go down there and just step by step do
they
it.
They don't
like
even
that.
Need a training manual, really.
Just
walk up.
Yeah. I'm used to push
seen,
buttons and stuff, so I could probably figure
it
out.
If it had a password. It was written on the inside of the door, Sharpie.
Yeah, they usually do that.
Yeah, they write it right.
Oh,
on
I would
the
be surprised if something
door.
Like that had. Are you kidding me? Something like that have a password? No way. It'd be like a key to open some box where you just press
it's
a button.
It's got a code. They're like the manufacturer codes are known for those things. It's just 4-digit codes, basically. So sometimes they can change it, but then of course you've got to fucking write it someplace where people can get to it. So it's pointless. Only the very stupid are thwarted by that tactic.
Dude,
yeah,
I got to subscribe to this guy, this King Trigg, or whoever this dude is. Ed Wayne. Jesus Christ, man. Every time I look at that video, it just makes me fucking want to puke.
Yeah,
video?
I mean,
I should try to get this guy on the show and talk to this guy.
I wish
I would have made it to that press conference. But there's actually going to be a bigger thing. There's the press conference is just like a one-off thing. They're going to do it. They're planning some big rally that's just police brutality in general. That's supposed to happen next month. Like I think it's August 20th.
I'll see if I can go.
Definitely.
We'll see you probably walking around.
There, August 20th.
No more stolen lives.
You plugged my walk.
This new PD, police department assassination will be addressed on an ongoing basis until our demands are met, and also addressed in the forefront of our later critical mass event in front of City Hall Saturday, August 20th, 2011. Freedom from violence and police state terror. Jesus Christ. Is somebody stranded on the side of the road?
What?
Need a ride? Somebody need a ride? Who's that on the side of the road? What's going on?
I'll come pick you up in the Lowmobile cannon boat thing.
Oh yeah, Kishi, what did I come up with the other day? I got instead of a Lowell's boat, I got my Lowell's Chevy. I got the Lowell's bus. I take the
Lowell's bus.
You know, if you wanted to be a total faggot, Vince, you could get a out of commission ambulance on a Craigslist or something and paint Lowell's on the side of it. And just drive around town wearing your Guy Fawkes mask and
the wham
yelling out the window on your bullhorn.
Dude, I'm surprised I haven't seen that already, because I've seen a lot of people with some crazy shit on their cars, and people that, you know, people driving around with anarchy signs on their cars, and just, it's just, they have it all here. There's people that have little action figures pasted all over the entire, you know, surface of the car.
Our cars?
It's insanity, dude. Yeah, they'll have cars with, like, whole, like, little miniature villages and scenes and scenarios all played out all over the
surface. It's hella cool.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah, it is.
And then, of course, you got your typical, like, hippie bus that's all been, like, converted and it's, like, you know, painted like a fucking rainbow with unicorns and shit on it.
They're probably brownies.
Ready to go.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. You know, they got the what do you call it, food not bombs in the park where all the dirty hippie kids get fed. They got it easy, man. All those kids have to do is hang out at that fucking park all day, fucking day long. And they get fed. They don't have to do shit but just sit there in their own in the fucking dirt and get all fucking musky. Thank you. That's what I'm searching for there. Just it's just pathetic, dude. It's horrible. And you know, I don't think we should, like, shut it down and tell them they can't fucking congregate there and do that. I'm not asking for another Op Orlando happening over here, but we need some sort of operation to get these kids motivated to not just hang out on the fucking street corner all day, you know, drinking beer and smoking dope and just, like, begging for change and waiting around for their fucking free food not bombs.
Let's conscript them into the military.
No, I'm thinking, like, you should just give them all fucking Guy Fawkes mask and conscript them into Anonymous. Say, you guys, all right, you know what, you guys are worthless pieces of shit. You probably don't even you have the dignity to use your real identity anyway. You might as well have a fucking mask. You know what, you guys are anon. Believe, you know, you guys got to.
They do not use a computer, though. That's the question.
What?
They can't use the internet.
So who says the Anonymous has to be on the internet?
True.
You need foot soldiers, dude. You need fucking foot soldiers, dude. I'm telling you, you need to fucking create the illusion that there's some fucking real shit going on. Because the people aren't going to take you all serious if you're just all on the internet. They're like, okay, there's like five nerds on the internet that call themselves Anonymous. Who gives a fuck? But then if they, like, go out their fucking door and they see, like, 27 kids on a street corner sitting around with Anonymous masks, then they're like, holy shit, these kids are fucking everywhere. Are you kidding me? It's not just hackers? It's not just hackers? Because if being Anonymous is just sitting in a fucking IRC chat and fucking jerking off all day long, it's pointless. I understand the hacking. That's great. But that should just be, it's like hip hop, baby. It should just be one facet. There should be, like, graffiti and music videos and music and, like, all that.
The graffiti part's what I'm handling actually right now. I've been cutting stencils for the most time at home.
Yeah, man. It should be everywhere. It should be fucking videos. It should be movies. It should be fucking TV shows. Whatever, dude. Talk shows. Whatever, man.
Yeah, my friend and I are actually cutting stencils.
Like, what, you know, just make it big and real. Make it. It's that's the thing that really, like, I don't know. There's a lot of things about these hacker kids that kind of piss me off. Whatever, man. They got skills. No doubt about it. What the fuck am I getting? Yeah, we get a little feedback right here. Is that? Hello. That was. Yeah, I knew it was Lego. You son of a bitch, Lego. All right. Let's take a quick break here and hear from my friend Warthog. What's up, Warthog?
Oh, God.
Hello there. My name is Renard.
Police coming straight from the underground. A young nigga got a bag because I'm brown. And that's the other color, so police think they have the authority to kill a minority. Fuck that nigga, I ain't the one. Or punk motherfucker with a badge and a gun to be beat on. It's on this jail. We can go toe to toe in the middle of a cell.
Alright, that's enough of that.
At least that one was sort of relevant.
Yeah, it is what it is. But I'm talking shit, but you know what I mean? I understand that there's these anonymous hackers and stuff, but I think they should fucking, like, take it out into the real world too, man. You know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
At least
like the Chanology shit was kind of like going in the right direction. It's just they just picked a fucked up target. It's like, well, you know, you guys, now they're picking good targets on the internet. Why don't you go out and troll these fucking targets in real life too? Seriously, like they're not gonna like seriously. Do you think Rupert Murdoch? Do you think Rupert Murdoch gives a shit that his paper's website went down today and a couple of people's email addresses got out there? You think he gives a shit? He's just like a bump on the road.
We need a whole bunch of people to stand like right outside his office and kind of just stare.
That's
down
what I'm
his,
saying,
like,
dude. If he comes out of his office. He comes out of his office and there's like 30 kids. He passes like 30 kids on the streets with these masks on. Then he's gonna be like, "Holy shit, what the fuck's going on here?"
He'll just have them too.
I think that's a terrible idea, Ben.
All right. Yeah, it shows you what I know.
No, man, I think, listen, there, any press for Rupert Murdoch is fucking bad. I mean, if anything, that was the most well-timed, the most well-timed hack or, you know, public fucking moment I've seen, certainly the most savvy from, you know, from that corner of the internet, because, I mean, it's exactly fucking right now. Like, every single day, you know, this person getting arrested, the head of Scotland Yard resigning, I mean, it just keeps fucking growing and growing and growing, and then it becomes part of the more accessible pop culture when a prank is pulled, right? So now people who have simply been hearing about it or not clicking on that link when they're looking at the news site because they don't give a fuck, now there's a prank involved, so it's like, you know, it goes out to the greater community and more people know, well, why is, oh, yeah. Murdoch died, ha, 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 ha. Right? So I think it was actually a very fucking smart play. I mean, that's my two cents on it, but I thought it was very good. It was the best of what they've done. And it was fucking lousy. I thought it was well written.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. Like, I thought it was awesome. I think it was a great target, and I thought it was well executed, and obviously it just added insult to injury to the overall narrative of the story. I mean, it kind of, but at the same time, you know, you got to be careful when you start piling on to these figures. You know, if you start getting pigeonholed as like, oh, they're just going after Fox News. Why are Anonymous always just going after Fox News? How come Anonymous is never going after, MSNBC or the New York Times or
PBS?
Yeah, they did PBS. Yeah, that was definitely, that was a good one. I was down with that for sure, man. But I mean, seriously.
I think one of the things I really like about the whole Wolfsec, you know, anti-sec movement, I guess, I don't want to fucking be fake and call it a movement, but it is apolitical, right? It's non-dogmatic. It's, you know, if you are a hypocrite, if you take yourself too seriously, if you exercise undue privilege to the detriment of others, then you're a target. And it doesn't matter if you're, you know, an arch liberal, an arch conservative, a libertarian. It's all immaterial.
Okay, that's Lego. Lego, do you need a ride, Lego? Are you okay?
Yeah, I nobody knows the written Book of the Road, I guess, so.
Oh. All right, man. Yeah. You live right near the interstate? What's going on?
It's just a road. It's a road, and these people have to go like 70 miles an hour down it.
And it's right outside your window.
No, not on the porch, smoking.
Oh, okay. All right. Got it. Gotcha. All right. Good times. Good times, bro. Oh, man. Fuck. We're almost fucking done here. Thank God. Man.
So how do you do it, Vince? Let me ask you that question. How do you convert Anon online to Anon IRL? I mean, yeah, Chainology was an example of that. But then people got arrested. People got sued. I mean, there are realities to IRL fucking trolling.
Anon can translate well into real life. I mean, you know, remember that huge, you know, purchase that kicked off, you know, Project Technology?
Uh-huh.
One in London?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually how I got into it. One of my mates, I was visiting a mate who moved to Britain, and he's like, hey, bro, you know, there's something that's going on downtown, and I want you to come with me. I'm like, all right, I'll go. He's like, you're going to need this, though. And he has, you know, a mask, and I saw that mask, like, hanging, like, I think it's in the closet or something. So, like, I'm like, all right, I'm not sure what the fuck you're bringing me into, but sounds fun, I guess. I was kind of creeped out the entire fucking time, too. And then I got there, and I saw, like, everybody, like, going, like, yeah. I was like, this looks like fun. And that's how I got into it. Somebody explained the whole thing to me. Totally got into it.
Okay. Yeah, well, what I'm suggesting is the people that are doing the online, like, stuff aren't necessarily the same people who are out on the street. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not the same. It's just a different facet of a bigger thing. You know,
online, it's just like a hobby or something. For people on the streets, it's like dedication.
And there's nothing wrong.
Know.
There's nothing wrong.
That's
nothing
not
wrong
true.
With
Let
congregating
me.
Out of. There's nothing wrong with like just protesting on the street, you know, outside of, you know, whatever. So one of these institutions, say the Sun. These kids want to take down the Sun. Well, why not, you know, have like 10 or 12 kids just hanging out outside the Sun, just in the masks, not even saying anything, just stand there. It's on a public street. I mean, whatever. It sends a message. They can go up to them and say, hey, what are you doing? I'm standing here with a mask on. What?
Problem, officer.
Yeah. I mean, what can they do?
Well, yeah, but what's the point of that? You see, then
it helps. It's helping. It's the same thing as these hackers getting publicity in the news for hacking into Murdoch's site. It's just another blip on the radar. It's just another thing.
Exactly. That's all
helped,
it is.
It helps
blip
push
from
the
radar.
Brand. It's just putting the brand out there more. Like, when I worked at PETA, one of the things that I learned there, they had like this branding thing where they're like, in order for the average consumer to accept some, a brand, they have to be bombarded by it 22 times, 22 times before the average person pays attention to a brand. And so that's what I'm saying. With this anonymous thing, they could get hits in real life too. People see these people on the street. They see them outside of. See, that's the thing is the only time people have ever seen them on the street is outside of fucking Scientology buildings, and they don't know what to make of that. They're like, are these people with them, the Scientologists, or what the hell? They're wearing these masks. What the fuck is going on? You know. And so like, I think if they were outside of Citicorp, you know, when they take down their site because they hit because of WikiLeaks or whatever, what was that, Operation Payback? If they were out on the, you know, outside of there at the same time, I think that would have, you know, just kind of sent home the message just a little bit harder, you know.
I guess so, dude. But I'm not going to be the motherfucker standing outside the Citicorp. I didn't say you had to be. No, but I'm saying, like, I would never ask someone to do that. That's how you end up on paper. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, cop comes up and says, let me see your ID. Right?
Obviously, you can get around that by just not bringing your ID with you. Like, you have to force them to
haul,
take you downtown.
They can haul you in.
Yeah.
They can haul you in.
Sure, but they're not going
to
haul you in, though. They're not going to haul you in for standing on the street.
Nah, that's a dream world, dude. This shit
if I evaded my bus fare, that'd be a different story. But
yeah, and they'll just fucking shoot you.
Yeah.
Since I'm with whoever else is online, I can't remember his name right now, but I'm with him on this. They will probably haul you downtown for just not, if you don't even have their ID to do, like, different stance, like, Citicorp and an anonymous, they will probably haul you downtown. I mean, I would know. I mean, this is coming from a guy who has signed up for military duty and got denied. And I know they will haul you down for shit like that. Although, I got denied for an entirely different reason, but I know the laws pretty well.
Was that before Don't Ask, Don't Tell? Or during?
Funny. Asshole.
Nah, you know, I got a clip on it. You know, I'm trying to keep it light. But, you know, because I'm serious. I think there are a lot of us that do shit online that would never show up in person because it's not anon.
you know, if shit escalates, if somebody, you know, who knows who's gonna fucking show up? You know, maybe those gutter punks you gave masks to down the fucking burnouts down at the park decide to show up and throw a brick through a window, and then everybody
isn't that what happens with Anonymous online essentially? Aren't there a lot of loose cannons? I don't know, man. I wish we had more time to get into this, but I got a minute to go, and I'm ready to go to sleep here. But I've really enjoyed this conversation. We gotta definitely pick it up again. Stop hating in the Bay. Oh my God, dude! Shit, if we weren't hating in the Bay, I swear to God, that kid would still be alive right now.
Indeed.
Oh man! All right. Well, thanks for coming out, everybody. Thanks, Kyoto. Thanks, Lulzak Cali. Thank you, Blunts No Joints. Lego, Kishu. Oh, wait, really quick, Warthog, what's up? God, make it stop. Make it stop.
Come on.
God. All right, dudes.
Okay, I'm home. Gotta catch a mall.
Yeah. All right, I'm out of here. Take care, everybody. Good night. Peace
Later.
Out. Go.
Peace out.
Bye.